Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Bahamas. This is Dr. Veronica MacIver. I basically want to make this audio because I want to expose the Bahamas Public Parks and Beaches Authority. Recently, some of you, or most of you, might have known that I held a community event in Gambier in the Kalani area. Out of courtesy and protocol, we wrote a letter, the coalition and I, we wrote a letter to the government requesting the use of the park, the community park. Several weeks went by and we didn't hear anything. So we called and we submitted another letter. We still didn't hear anything. About a week later. So I decided, okay, I will actually walk in myself and take the letter, which I did. I spoke with a very lovely lady there. She was very professional. And she looked in the computer and she said, well, I don't see a request. So I said, well, anyway, here is another letter. I bought it in person. So a few days later, I called and she said that, okay, I am going to actually walk this letter upstairs and see if I can get a signature. A few days later, I didn't hear anything. There was an uneventful thing that happened in the community. Someone had died and the funeral was going to be the Saturday. So we decided, okay, we'll just have it the day later. So I called Public Beaches and Park and let them know that it would be the day later. So the lady said, oh, okay, I will go upstairs and get a signature for you. I never heard anything from them. And so I basically just want to call this authority out on this to say that I don't know why it was ignored or what went wrong, but this isn't the first time that this has happened to the Coalition of Independence political body. We have applied for several parks in the past, and we all know that either it was denied or perhaps they maybe gave some untruths saying that the park was in use, and then when we did check on that day, the park was not in use. So I feel as if I just need to call them out on this. And I don't know if I want to go as far as to say that they're being very vindictive, I hope not, or intentional on their part, but I do know this. The stench of victimization sometimes is almost unbearable with this political party that's in office. If they are not being vindictive or intentional, then perhaps could it be that the Office of Public Parks and Beaches Authority is incompetent in carrying out their duty? I would hope not. But nevertheless, I was very disappointed and frustrated. But guess what? I still had the event. Against all odds, I still had that event. Let me say this, community events, they often offer, you know, foster a sense of pride and a community spirit. And that's why the coalition and myself had the event. There was a lot of camaraderie on the park. Everybody was having fun. A lot of the young men in the area came to play basketball. They were given cash prizes. You know, the Coalition of Independence bought new nets for the basketball court, because they were all torn. We bought a new ball because they didn't have one. The community bathroom needed some repair. The Coalition of Independence repaired the bathroom. And so I think these things are good for the community. But why is it that the government feel like they have to stifle these events just because it's not their political party having it? It needs to stop, and I am calling them out, okay? Let me tell you something. It's important for governments to carefully consider the implications of denying or just simply ignoring an application to engage with these community events with persons. And so listen, this government needs to be called out for what and who they are. And so good night, ladies and gentlemen. And that's all I have to say on that particular subject. Thank you so much for listening.